Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. Later,
welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book is The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. That's Bill Haley in the comments, by the way, of bringing us back. And Sam Robert is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, advisor to many people, many CEOs, including our little group of small business CEOs here on the Small Business Advocate Show. He has been helping us now for a long time. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what's going on in the economy. You know, you when back in the summer, you gave. I asked you what you thought about the rest of the economy, the rest of the year, and you hit it pretty good, didn't you?
Well, yep. And, you know,
you were out on the money.
Well, in June, we were talking about. What's the outlook? I said, well, the economy looks like it's okay. He said, well, is the market related to that? Yeah, the market's related to that. Well, what about the market? Right at the end, you remember?
Yep,
and
yep.
I said, well, the market is near term is probably going to dip, and this is in June, is probably going to dip and about by year end be about where we are right now.
Which
well,
is exactly what
like
happened.
Would you like to hear the score on that?
It dipped in August and came back. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
On that day, the Dow was 17,781, and yesterday it closed at 17,730, and it had dipped in August to as low as 15,370.
That was a little more than a dip, Sam, I think.
it was a little scary.
Yeah, that was. So that's the stock market, though. That's not the economy.
Yeah. What? The economy... You know, well, and I've been saying all along, this is going to be an okay year. Not bad, not good, not great at least, but not bad. And that's pretty much the way it's been. And I think 2016 is going to be more of the same. And the reason for that is, part of it at least, is lower energy costs. You know, what it takes to fill a tank with gas is giving us some savings. And we're saving part of that. But we're spending part of it too. It's a big. It's like a tax cut.
But it's a double whammy, though. I mean, it's a two-edged sword, I should say, Sam, because it's really kicking in the teeth the whole energy sector right now.
Sector is
all over
really
the world. All over the world.
Yeah.
So we're starting to realize when you know part of the global challenges we have right now is the energy sector. I mean, the miners, everybody.
The biggest risk, as I see it, and people will debate this, you know, if you say, what's the biggest risk in 2016? If oil remains below or at $40 a barrel, it will have major political impact. Mm-hmm. Nobody's blinking, and that's terrible because everybody's still producing, and more is coming online. And so...
What happened on that, Sam? I'll just stick one quick story in here. You probably know this, but back the last time this happened, the Saudis stopped producing, and maybe it was more of OPEC stopped producing, try to shore up the price, and other non-OPEC countries kept producing and took their customers.
Well,
and so this time they're not doing that.
Saudis can't stop right now, and at least they think they can't. But it's not that it costs them a lot to pull it out of the ground. They're about as cheap as anybody in being able to pull it out of the ground. They have social commitments to the people. They keep the people in line in
That's
part
right.
because they
right
provide chips. Huge services, and they have commitments, social services that require that they continue pumping and bringing in the revenue.
If they don't, they have a nightmare with their population.
With their people.
They have a bunch of young people over there who are not very well educated.
So they're stressing OPEC. OPEC is, you know, all production exporting countries. There's huge stress there because they're all hurting. It hurts Russia. Look at Venezuela. They just had a new election, and finally they're bringing in a conservative after the long term.
decades.
Venezuela's a wreck because of the politics there.
Right.
But also it's a wreck in part because of low oil prices. So there's going to be a lot of political excitement, let's say, if oil stays down. My prediction is oil will rise, but probably not above $50 a barrel.
Not for a while. It's going to be low for a long time, isn't it?
It'll be low for a long time.
Natural gas will, too. So you're a small business owner out here. What should we do? What should we think about this? Is this, can we budget for $2 a gallon of gas for a while now?
Yeah, I would budget for $2. You know, that'll stay cheap. If you're a farmer, you've got a problem. Why is that? Because, of the strength of the American dollar. You know, the euro probably will go to even parity with the dollar. It had been as high as $1.50 within the past year. The euro has gone way down. That means that our exports are really hurt. Mm-hmm. And the commodities, like the farm produce, whether it's chickens or wheat or peanuts, are really hurting because the high value of the American dollar. And I don't think that's going to change coming year.
And this is where small businesses on Main Street get disproportionately hurt over corporate America on Wall Street because they're not planted in the ground like we are. They can go around the world. They are going around the world. 60% of many of those companies, their revenue and profits are from overseas.
Yes. Well, and anybody, even in a small business, let's say you're in a small community, even if you're not a farmer, if your neighbors, the farmers, are having a tough time being able to sell their products at a profit, that has implications on your business. So small town, if you're in a small town, this could be a pretty tough year.
It's already been tough for small businesses the last couple of years. Yeah. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Sam Norwood. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.